Avoid the trap of preferential treatment. Without cultivating awareness of reasons for decisions, preferential treatment can sneak into relationships with adult children. The transition from parenting minors to relating to adult children is one of the most profound shifts a parent will ever navigate. When children are young, a parent's role is central, protective, and instructional. But when children step into adulthood, the relational landscape transforms entirely. One of the most delicate challenges in this season is learning how to maintain deep, healthy connections with multiple adult children without falling into the painful trap of preferential treatment. Favoritism, whether conscious or subconscious, creates deep undercurrents of division, resentment, and emotional friction within a family system. To build a legacy of equity, trust, and mutual respect, parents can anchor their relationships in a few core objective principles. 1. Avoid preferential treatment by recognizing relational sovereignty. Adulthood introduces a fundamental truth that both parties need to realize. Adults make their own decisions. The moment a child becomes an adult, the hierarchy of the relationship flattens into a peer-like dynamic built on mutual respect. Parents cannot dictate what should happen in their adult child's life, career, or home. Children cannot dictate how parents choose to live, invest, or manage their own lives. Healthy adult relationships are centered on a shared goal, working together to honor independence and responsibility. Respecting boundaries means recognizing that your adult children have a sovereign right to navigate their lives, make their own mistakes, and forge their own paths, even when those paths look different than what you would have chosen for them. 2. Avoid preferential treatment by understanding the difference between equal and equitable. Every child is uniquely wired by God, possessing distinct gifts, temperaments, abilities, and desires. Because God works differently in the life of each individual, children are valuable simply for who they are, not for what they accomplish or how closely they mirror a parent's lifestyle. Because your children are inherently different, the way you contribute to their lives will naturally look different. This requires understanding the distinction between treating children equally and treating them equitably. Equal treatment means giving every child the exact same thing, regardless of context. Equitable treatment means giving each child what they need to thrive, based on their unique circumstances. A parent might naturally spend more time with a child who lives locally, or share a deeper conversational rhythm with a child who shares their faith and values. These natural alignments do not mean you love or value the distant or non-believing child any less. The expression of your support varies, but the baseline value placed on each child needs to remain equal. 3. Avoid preferential treatment by conducting an emotional audit of personal biases. To ensure equity, a parent must develop high self-awareness and monitor the condition of their own heart. It is easy to let personal needs or unexamined frustrations interfere with our relationships with our children. To guard against subconscious preferential treatment, ask yourself these diagnostic questions. Am I feeding my own need to be needed? It is common to favor a more dependent child because rescuing them makes us feel validated or appreciated. But remember, just because a mature, independent child is less vocal about their struggles does not mean they need your presence, love, or validation any less. Have I allowed personal prejudices to take root? In a family dynamic, a prejudice is a personal bias or unexamined frustration against a child's specific personality or life choices, which can manifest as preferential coldness or distance. Am I shifting the blame? If you connect seamlessly with child A, but struggle to find common ground with child B, do not frame the emotional distance as child B's fault for being different. A parent must never become comfortable treating a child unfairly simply because the relationship requires more intentional work. Think of what will be a blessing for each child, bless them equitably. 4. Avoid preferential treatment by distinguishing crisis triage from chronic favoritism. There are seasons where a parent can intentionally choose to pour a disproportionate amount of time, money, or emotional energy into one adult child. It is vital to recognize that this is often crisis triage, not favoritism. If one child is navigating a severe emergency, such as a medical crisis, a messy divorce, addiction recovery, or sudden financial ruin, a parent's natural instinct is to step in and help. The healthy, independent siblings might perceive this asymmetrical support as preferential treatment. As a parent, it helps to realize that you cannot control how your other children feel about these decisions. While you have the right to allocate your resources where they are critically needed, independent siblings may still feel sidelined or anxious about the disparity. Give them the grace and space to process those feelings without meting out judgment or becoming defensive. To see these truths clearly, imagine a family with 3 adult children. One is a financially stable professional who received parental launch support years ago. Another is a current student working through college, and the third is suddenly facing a severe medical crisis. If the parents give an identical financial gift to all 3 at Christmas, that is equal treatment. However, if they choose to provide tuition assistance to the student, matching the historical investment they already made to help the oldest get established, that is equitable treatment. They are tailoring support to current life stages and unique needs, rather than giving identical amounts at identical times. Furthermore, if those same parents suddenly redirect their current spare time and emergency savings to help the child navigating the hospital crisis, this is crisis triage, not chronic favoritism. They are not elevating one child's value above the others. They are simply applying a bandage to the child who is actively bleeding, while respecting that the healthy siblings do not require emergency intervention. 5. Avoid preferential treatment by overcoming the fear of conflict with transparency. People are different. Is one child working hard when another plays first? The times can be different. Is the economy doing well or poorly? Events can be different. Has one child developed a disability or major health issue? It's not possible to keep everything equal all the time. It's also not desired. But you can be sensitive to your actions. Are you aware of the impact of your decisions with how you invest in each child? Parents can resort to keeping their support of one child a secret because they carry a profound fear of family conflict or sibling jealousy. They lack the tools to communicate asymmetrical decisions, so they choose hiding over hosting a hard conversation. However, secrecy is the ultimate fuel for division. Keeping major decisions under wraps instantly erodes trust and signals to the rest of the family that something inequitable or unfair is occurring. If you choose to support one child in an exceptional or different way, such as backing a specific kingdom-advancing ministry or providing crisis relief, transparency is your greatest safeguard. Take the time to communicate openly, discuss your decisions, and answer questions honestly. Open doors and clear explanations prevent the shock of secret discovery and protect the foundational trust of the entire family. Moving forward. Cultivating healthy relationships with adult children requires a continuous commitment to self-awareness, humility, and clear boundaries. It means recognizing your children as independent image bearers, auditing your own heart for hidden biases, and choosing radical transparency over comfortable secrecy. By relinquishing the need to control their choices and refusing to let your own emotional needs dictate your treatment of them, you pave the way for a family dynamic built on enduring trust, genuine equity, and lifelong mutual respect. Learn more about this and other topics relevant to Christian healing and growth at ChristianConcepts.com.